Ladies and gents, welcome to a new edition, a new episode of Absolute Truth. Absolutely. I want to thank you for joining us in this edition of Absolute Truth. Absolutely. And I'd like for you to continue to share these podcasts with your friends, with your family members, co-workers, co-students, because they too need to know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This week, I got to thinking a little bit more about what the culture constantly pushes down our throats as it pertains to riches. We find that this is a culture laden under the burden of success. We find that many people are out there preaching the virtues of economic success, of economic, financial success. You have to be successful in the financial. You want to do this, you have to take these certain steps. You have to fulfill this program. You have to send me money. You have to do this. You have to do that. And people are looking for financial success because they need to get out of maybe a rut that they're in or that they themselves have imposed because of just egregious spending habits. But we never deal with the crux of the problem. And it is this. Money cannot buy you happiness. Money cannot buy you happiness. It's impossible. Yet, we find in the Declaration of Independence that there's this little phrase that's not very examined by many. And it says, the pursuit of happiness. We find that these truths are self-evident. And that is life, liberty. These are God-given life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And yet, people read the entire phrase, and they say, wow, that's beautiful. But instead of examining, especially the last part, the latter part of that phrase, they simply say what a beautiful phrase it is. But yet historians worthwhile, historians who seek to be accurate, when they study the true intention, the true meaning behind the pursuit of happiness, they say that the founders meant that this means that what makes the human beings happy is the pursuit to make money. Now, if this is true, we have to come to the conclusion then that the founders had it very wrong. Or at least many of them. I think it's correct for us to say many of them because not every single one of the founding fathers thought in this manner. But many of the founding fathers, and it's safe to say that if this is true, if this is provable, then many of the founding fathers were erred in the notion, in their notion of what brings true human, or rather true joy to the human, true contentment to the human. See, we Christians, we understand by reading our scriptures that true peace, true joy can only come through this fountain called Jesus. And that everlasting joy and peace can only come through Jesus. Jesus tells us in John 14:27 that he gives us peace, but not like the world gives it. You see, the world's peace, the peace that it promises, it's very temporal. You have to do certain things in order to achieve it. But guess what? Jesus gives you eternal peace. And it does not matter what the circumstances are. It doesn't matter what you might be going through, that peace will always be present so long as you always allude, you always go to the fountain, which is Jesus Christ. That's the essence of it. That's the only condition, if you will, of being able to have, enjoy that peace, is to go to Christ consistently so that he can give you that peace, and he gives it freely. But the world always has strings attached. And how do they do that? Well, they say if you take this 10-step program, if you follow the celebrity, if you follow the steps that this person took, even though it was dishonest, in order to get to that point where they are achieving financial success, filthy lucre, you have to take it also. And these are the things that the world is constantly preaching to us and telling us that we should do in order to achieve financial success, because then this will usher in an era in our lives of true joy, of true happiness. But then we ask ourselves, when we look at these successful people of life, why are they so miserable? Why are many, most of these individuals, so miserable? You see that they marry famous models. They marry into other celebrities, and yet they're always divorcing. They're always at each other's necks. These people are never content with the amount of money that they have. They need more. They're greedy, this, that, and the other thing. And we say, wait a minute, what happened to that contentment that the world is constantly promising? It's not present. It's a farce. It's a falsehood. You see, when man dedicates himself to loving, worshiping money, this is what happens. It blinds the man. We find that Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6, in the three chapters that are commonly known in the Bible as the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us to store up our treasures in heaven because there it is impossible for those treasures to be corrupted by earthly things, such as when men store their treasures in heaven. These things are very temporal and can be corrupted. And we also find that Paul tells the young preacher Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:10 that the love of money is the root of all evil. Many people have misinterpreted this verse. They say money is the root of all evil, and that is wrong. That is an egregious misinterpretation and misreading of the text. It is for the love of money. See, the worshiping of it, the worshiping at the feet of money, and giving over this adulation, reverence to money that is undue to it. Why? Because the only thing that money can do is to provide something that you are needing. But that's the thing. When you take money out of that sphere and convert it into something that can obtain your capricious desires, then that's something altogether different. You see, when we employ money, when it is used on our behalf in order to provide, or rather to fill a need that we have, that is a good use of money. But when we are employing it for capricious desires, especially to buy things that are not worth it because those very companies that are producing those very products are pushing those products on us at exorbitant prices, they're not worth it, and yet they're telling us buy it because if you do, you're going to be like this person that you admire. You're going to be like this celebrity which endorses our products, and we have to pay millions of dollars, and this is why we're charging you a lot for those sneakers or for those headphones. You see, when you do that, that's a misuse of what you have earned hard and worthily with your sweat from your brow. Yet this is what happens in a society that worships money and worships success, or what it defines as success. And this is the problem that we have. Many people are looking for that success when it's extremely temporal, and it's probably here today for just a couple of minutes, and it's gone tomorrow. And one, it's volatile. It is extremely volatile. And this is why it's important for us to stick as close as we can to the scriptures, to stick as close as we can to Jesus, because only he can give us true peace, true joy, without having to look for financial gain, without having to look for success financially. The Bible tells us this everywhere. When you read the Psalms, tells you that there are men that are rich, but that they might be wealthy, but they're filthy in their personal lives and they're discontent. But yet you have a man who is poor but is happy. And then you have an individual like the psalmist who said, well, you've got man who is rich, but he can't redeem his brother with his riches. I mean, so many different verses in the Bible talk about this. And yet Christians ignore this. They submit themselves instead to the worldly system, which teaches them to worship money instead of worshiping the Savior. And this is the problem when it comes to the pursuit of happiness, the way that many of the founders defined it. When they say, when they apply contentment to money making, they have misplaced contentment from the one, the eternal one, that can only come via knowing the Creator, to temporary contentment, which comes with maybe achieving a sale or making money at a particular day, but then the next day that money is gone because you need to spend it on bills or something else. I'm telling you, it's extremely temporal. We need to be careful with the way that the world defines certain things, because if not, we're in for such a roller coaster ride and such dire effects, because you know that there are people out there that worship making money, the process itself, and they are a wreck personally. They have destroyed family. They have destroyed friends. They have destroyed others, themselves included, by becoming lawbreakers just to make filthy lucre. We have to be careful with these things. We cannot allow the society, the culture, to define what success is. True success is being, or rather having, a good relationship with God. True success is being successful in family life. True success is having long-lasting relationships, things that last an entire lifetime. Those are the things that we need to dedicate ourselves to searching for, to achieving, because these are the things that bring true contentment, aside from, of course, going to the very fountainhead of joy, of peace, which is Jesus Christ. So I hope that this is, in these simple words, you can understand and are able to detect when a person is trying to inculcate certain things within you, and they try to redefine certain terminologies to make you believe that that is the true definition of what that means, when in reality, all they're doing is disguising the truth of the matter. Please remember that there are things to keep in mind, and especially be prudent with your spending of the money, with what you make. Don't go out on a whim just because the rest of the culture says this is the thing to have and they pay exorbitant amount of monies for it, which is that product or item is not worth it. Just because everybody else has it doesn't mean you have to have it also. I invite you to this Friday's meeting because we're going to deal with this more in depth and how we can stay away from that cultural tendency that many people have to allude to that, and that makes their life so miserable because those riches never come. How we can stay away from that nasty and low lifestyle to living one with a true purpose, one living one the way that God has purposed for us to live within His will, and at the same time enjoy contentment that only He can bring, and which is eternal. So if you're in the Miami area, visit us this Friday at 8 p.m. We are located at 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. Our website is lwym.org. You can also check out my personal blog, uncompromisedtruth.wordpress.com. And if you want to drop me a line, please do so by emailing me at gio@lwym.org. Until the next edition, the next episode of Absolute Truth Absolutely, this has been your host, Gio. Thank you for joining me. And until the next time, may the Lord shine His face upon you.